Well, New South Wales had fate in their hands yesterday, beat Tasmania, and they earned the right to play them again in the final, and that is exactly what they did. Couple of star turns, by the way. Tasmania making 274 batting first, and our next guest took 5 wickets for the Blues, despite Charlie Wakeham making 76 from 73 balls to get them to what looked like a pretty decent target, 275. Enter Josh Phillippe, 58 from 29 balls, and then Curtis Patterson, another red ink, and 125 not out from 89 deliveries. The Blues are through. They get another crack at the Tigers, and Ryan Hadley joins us. Ryan, congratulations on your hand. 5 for 69, and you get another trip to Tassie in a week or so. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. It was a good day. Yeah, we come back after our next Shield game in a couple of weeks, which will be good.
Well, halftime, 275, the target, we thought, game on. Obviously, Josh Phillippe and Curtis Patterson had other ideas.
Yeah, we saw that Queensland won with a bonus point, which changed the ladder quite a bit. When our analysts back home were running around, scrambling, trying to figure out the net run rate target and how quickly we needed to sort of chase it. And it just so happened that there was 40 overs anyway, which would have got us a bonus point, and that would have taken that run rate out of it. So 40 overs it was, and the boys made a hurry of it, which was good to watch from the sidelines.
Can you go a little deeper there? Because I was obviously at the Gabba, and I saw Mitch Swepson get his 7 wickets, and I was speaking to him at the end of play. It's like, oh, look, it's only half time in Tassie. And they were obviously then looking at what was going to happen there. But their bonus point sort of took any chance of Western Australia out. It was always hinging on your game, though. But yeah, it must have, you know, who leads that sort of conversation? You know, the skipper, Shippy, the coach, who's around there, you know, getting the dynamic to work it out?
We were making calls back to our analysts back in New South Wales, who are whizzes on the numbers and the spreadsheets. So they sort of sent the message back quickly over the 40-minute break about how quickly it needed to be done and whether we needed to change anything tactically. Obviously, we did, and the boys went probably harder than we expected to go and brought the required rate down to sort of 5 and a bit, sort of after 10 overs, which is really handy. But then they kind of kept going and managed to chase in 31, obviously. But yeah, full credit to the brains behind the operation. I certainly didn't have anything to do with it, which was good.
So Josh Phillippe, when he was dismissed from his 58 from 29 balls, that's basically 2 for 109 after 10 overs. So you've scored 10 and over and you've knocked off that run rate, but obviously you had to keep going. What is Curtis Patterson putting in his cups of tea at the moment, Ryan? Because his batting is outstanding.
I've no idea. He's the one in the nets every time we bowl to him at training that we just scratch our heads and wonder how we'd possibly get him out if we played him. So it's good that that's sort of translating into the game, which is handy. He spent some serious time in the middle in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And now that he's leading us for the rest of the year, he's leading from the front with both the captaincy next to his name and the bat, which is really good to see.
Obviously, the surface played okay, but it's amazing how sometimes above the shoulders can change a game of cricket. When you knew you had to get a hurry on, you broke the back of the chase sort of in the first 15 overs.
Yeah, well, they sort of had an inexperienced bowling attack. So, I mean, the theory was that if we kind of get on top early and get ahead of the rate early, then hopefully we can keep applying the pressure through the middle there. And it's sort of one of those days where it turned out exactly how we kind of expected it to, which was good. We're saying that Curtis's innings is one of those innings that'll be played on TV in 10 years' time of random, you know, best one day cup knocks of all time, and it'll come up, and it sort of was hard to tell in the moment what was going on, how special it was, but sort of reflecting on it now the next day, it was pretty incredible given the situation.
You're hearing from New South Wales quick Ryan Hadley after the Blues victory over Tasmania yesterday in quick time ensured that they will play the Tigers in the final. We'll get to that in a moment, but we should talk a little bit about your own performance. Another 5 for Ryan. You're bowling well. How would you assess the way it's coming out of the hand?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. We've got a few injuries going around the squad at the moment, so there's only sort of a few bowlers that sort of are playing every game and having a backup, and so we blooded a couple of young guys this game. So it was nice to sort of, I guess, lead the attack in a pretty crucial game, and then Mitch Owen, as he does, sort of got off to a good start there. So my first couple of overs went for 40 or something because he was just smacking them to all parts, as he can do. But once we sort of cracked him and we sort of got a roll on, and the first change bowlers pegged it back nicely, and I was just able to be used there as a bit of impact when we needed it. And luckily it all came off, and 270 wasn't too many.
And I know that the Tassie guys, they're in a sense that one of the only parts of Australian cricket happy that the guys didn't have a great T20 World Cup, because when we get to that final, they're going to get quite a few back, the likes of Ellis and Kuhneman and a few others. I know Jack Edwards didn't play yesterday for you guys. He's an obvious in. Have you got any others that might be around by the time we get to that final?
There's a few big names floating around Cricket Central at the moment, rehabbing and getting ready to play. So fingers crossed, I suppose, that a few of those guys can get up and
drop in a Cummins or a Hazelwood pre-IPL.
Yeah, potentially. I'll be happy to go sit on the sidelines and watch with a beer in hand if those guys roll out.
Is that seriously a chance?
We were taking the mickey yesterday talking about it, but I think it's more guys like Sean Abbott and Ben Dorsch that will be back and available for it.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll see how we go. I'm not holding out any hope, so we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Sorry, I cut you off there, but you're saying if
that's okay.
If Cummins and Hazelwood are around, you'd be happy enough to watch on and let them play.
Absolutely. If it means we bring home the silverware, then I'll do whatever it needs.
And there's a bizarre circumstance around this final. It was expected to be basically Saturday of this week, but the Australia-India Women's Series moves to Belrive Oval. So now you've got to go back into shield mode for one game, and then sort of off the, I think it's a 3-day turnaround, sort of Wednesday the 11th of March. So how does that change things?
Not a lot. We kind of do that quite a bit. So obviously this game was off the back of a shield game, and generally in away trips tagged along with a one day at the end of it. So we'll fly straight from Adelaide after our shield game at Karen Rolton straight to Belrive. Should get one training session in and then roll into the game, and hopefully it'll be a good one.
And while I've got you, reflections on the Shield match during the week. Yes, you know, the boys are still a very outside chance of squeezing into second if things go right the next two games.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. It was a game that sort of had it all. We obviously dominated with the ball in the first innings, which was really good, and then kept that flowing into our batting innings. And then as the wicket flattened out, it made it hard to sort of take wickets and restrict Tassie to a chaseable total. We had a crack for sort of two or three wickets. Then with the table so tight, the decision was kind of made to then shut up shop and take the draw and then see if we can make an impact on the ladder in our later two games. So had it all in pink ball game, and probably didn't do as much as we sort of thought or hoped it was going to do, but some great learnings and great growth from some young players.
Well, Ryan, you've done your bit. If a few of the big boppers sort of put their hand up for that final on March the 11th, Pfeiffer at the track previous start, that helps your claims of getting another go. Thanks for your time. And it was quite the day of state cricket yesterday. Look forward to the conclusion of that one-day series, and, of course, still a couple of weeks of Shield cricket to go as well.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.